Okay, so the new limud is Vasar B'Cholov, and Rabbi Simon did packet one, and I think most of supplement to packet one. So that's what we want to chazer today. So before we talk about Vasar B'Cholov, it's important to put it in context. In general, by Shar Isurim, so the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Chaf Aleph, I put it on the top of the page here, that by Shar Isurim, whenever it says Lo Sochal, this is the name of Rabbi Avo, whenever it says Lo Sochal, that means two things to us. Not only is it Asr B'Achila, but number one, it's also Asr B'Hana, and also Achila indicates to us that you're only Chayev if you eat it or get Hana from it in the proper way, in the Derech of Achila or the Derech of Hana. So whenever you see Lo Sochal, that's what it means. It's like it's an umbrella, which means Echad Isr Achila, Echad Isr Hana. And also a secondary din of Kederach. Now, when we go to Basar B'Cholov, so by Basar B'Cholov, it doesn't say Lo Sochal. At least the Drasha of Tarver Bishma, which we hold like in Chulim Kuf Tesvav, is based on the famous Drasha of Lo Sevash El Gadi B'Chalev Himo. Don't cook a Gadi in Cholov. And it says that three times in the Torah. And for each time, we learn a different thing. One teaches this in Isser Achila, one in Isser Hana, and one in Isser of Bishel. So by Basar B'Cholov, it doesn't say the word of Lo Sochal. So part of what we have to see is how does that fit in? Does that matter? What changes because it doesn't say Lo Sochal? So that's the basic context. Now, getting into the actual specifics that we spoke about, that Rabbi Simon spoke about in Shir, is I broke it into four parts here. The first part is, of these three Isurim, of Basar B'Cholov, the Isur Achila, Isur Hana, and the Isur Bishel, so how many of these are Lavim in the Torah? When the Rambam counts them, how many Lavim is it? So interestingly, it's two. Both the Rambam and the Chinuch, following the Rambam's Mahalach, list the Isser of Basar B'Cholov as two Isurim. One is an Isser Bishel, and the second one is an Isser Achila Hana. Achila and Hana are put together. And the Rambam explains that, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they explain the reason why they're putting it together is because really, Achila and Hana go together. The same way that by Shar Isurim, when it says Lo Sochal, it includes an Isser Hana. Because they go together. Hana and Achila are the same. Achila is just the most primary form of Hana. Most Hanas will get to Achila. So, when the Torah says by Basar B'Cholov, there's an Isser Achila and Hana, so really, the bottom line is, the result is the same by Shari Surim. The same way that Lo Sochal includes Isser Hana by Shari Surim, the Isser Achila and Hana are connected by Basar B'Cholov too. The only reason why the Torah didn't write Achila was for a separate reason. Because remember we said, whenever it says Lo Sochal, it means also that there's only a Chiv if you get Hana Kederach Hanaso. And by Basar B'Cholov, the Torah wanted, Hashem wanted to be Mechayev Basar B'Cholov even Shalok Kederach. So if the Isser Basar B'Cholov is going to be even Shalok Kederach, the Torah can't write Achila, because if it says Achila, I'm going to think it's only Kederach is Asr. So the Torah couldn't write Achila, had to write it a different way. Had to write Lo Sevashel. This way, there's no Achila, doesn't say Achila, so therefore, you're still Chayev even Shalok Kederach. But when it comes to the actual Isser Achila and Hana, that's the same like Shari Surim, the same way that Achila and Hana are connected. This, because when it says Achila, it includes Hana. The same way. One second. The same way that it includes Achila and Hana by Shari Surim, it's the same thing by Basar B'Cholov. The Achila and Hana are connected. Just for a technical reason, it couldn't write the word Achila, because it wanted to be Mechayev even Shalok Kederach. But when it comes down to the actual Isser, Achila and Hana are together. They're linked, and that's why the Rambam only counts them as one Lav. So you have, basically, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, only two laven. Only two laven. You have the lav of Bishul and the lav of Achila Hana together. Okay. Now, that's an important yisod because we're going to see how that affects a lot of things. The link between Achila and Hana, according to the Rambam, in Basar B'Cholov. So, we spoke about the first topic of how many Isurim it is, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. Now let's go to the second topic, which was the bulk of the Shir, which is called the Nekuda Nifla. The Nekuda Nifla is the wondrous principle. This refers to the Shaila of, if someone cooks something which is already Asar B'Achila, a Trefa, Chelev, a Nevela, something which already has a different Isur, and he cooks that meat, B'Cholov. What's the halacha there? Is that mutar b'hana or is that asur b'hana? Well, you can't eat it anyway because it's a treifa or it's chelev, but what about the iser hana? Is there an iser hana or not? So the Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis in Krisus, calls this a wonderful, a wondrous principle, the Nekuda Nifla. And what is the Nekuda Nifla? The Nekuda Nifla is in the bottom line. The bottom line is the Rambam says that in this case, it's Mutar Bahana. Let's say the Trefa, or the Chelev, that you cook B'Cholov, is Mutar Bahana. Why? Because there's, like we said, there's a very strong link between the Achila and the Hana. So, the Iker Hana is Achila. The main form of Hana that exists is Achila. And since in this case, it's asr ba'achila anyway, because it's, let's say, chelev, or a trefa. And we hold ein isr chal al isr, so the isr basr b'cholov can't be chal on the isr achila of chelev or trefa. Once it already has the isr trefa or isr chelev, there cannot be another isr basr b'cholov on that achila. So since the main hana, the achila, can't have an Isra Basar B'Cholov, because Ein Isra Chal Isra. So once the Iker Hana can't be Chal, all secondary Hanas, meaning other Hanas, can't be Chal as well. So, therefore, it will remain Mutar B'Hana. Again, since the Achila can't be Chal, because there's a link between the Achila, and the Achila can't be Chal because of Ein Isra Chal Isra. And if the Achila can't be Chal, Mamela the Hana can't be Chal, because the Hana and Achila are basically the same thing. Achila is just the primary Hana. So if the primary Hana can't be Chal, secondary Hanas can't exist as well. Now, this is a specific thing, the Rambam says, by these Macholos Asuras, where there's a link between Achila and Hana. By other Isurim, just for our own edification, like Kachim, which is Asur Bahana as well. Again, this is just a side point a little bit. So there, an Isra Hana is not linked to Achila. Like you could Aser your table if you want. You know, you could be Makdish your table. There's nothing to do with Achila. The Isra Hana of, let's say, Kachim has nothing to do with Achila. It's a separate Isra. You can't be Nana from Hektish. So if you'll cook some Kachim meat B'Cholov, there will be an Isra Hana. Because the Isra Basar B'Cholov can't be set in, but there the Hana has nothing to do with the Achila. B'Haraya, you could be Makdish your desk. Right? So, there, since the Hana doesn't have any Shaykhus to the Achila, if you cook Kachim B'Cholov, there will be an Isra Hana on that Basar B'Cholov of Kachim. It's only by Basar B'Cholov, by Macholos Asuros, where the Isra Hana is linked to the Achila. So, there, if the Achila can't be Chal, the Hana can't be Chal. So that's the wondrous principle, the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. Okay, and that was the most important thing of the Shir. Now, regarding this Nekuda Nifla, which basically means, again, if you cook an Isra Achila B'Cholov, the Rambam says it's Mutar B'Hana. So, the Dagom Ravava on Shulchan Aruch says that according to Tosfos and Chulin Kaf Aleph, you don't have to say the Nekuda Nifla, but you don't see Tosfos argues on it b'feirush. Now, why? Just as an aside, meaning, what does it have to do with Tosfos? What does it have to do with anything? So the Rambam holds that really Hana would be considered an Isser Mosif, but because it's linked to the Achila, it's not going to be Chal. Tosfos calls the Hana an Isser Chomer. It's not an Isser Mosif. So, really, says the Dogam Ravava, according to Tosis, really, you're not talking about the, you know, about Isser Mosif. It's not an Isser Mosif. Hana shouldn't be Chal because it's just an Isser Chomer. So, therefore, you don't have a riot in the Kudu Nifla that the Achila and the Hana are linked. But you don't see Tosis argues on it. So since you don't see Tosis argues on the Din Beferish, therefore, B'makom Hefsid, you can be Samech on the Rekud Nefla, and if a guy has Basar Bachal of dog food that he wants to get Hana from, he can give it to his dog, and he could be Nana from his dog eating the dog food, even though it's, let's say, Basar Bachal, it was cooked Basar Bachal. Because B'makom Hefsid, you could be Samech on the Rekud Nefla, no one really argues. So, the Bini Nakov, I'm just going down the sheet here, takes issue with that Dogam Ravava. Sefer Bini Nakov points out that if you look at the Tosfos, which Dogam Ravava quotes in Chulin on Kuf Aleph, you'll see that Tosfos holds that there is an Isser Hana. There is an Isser Hana by this case. And when Tosfos says it's an Isser Chomor, that just means that since it's not an Isser Mosif, I don't say that since there's an extra Isra of Hana, therefore the Isra Achila will be Chal on the Trefus, and it'll be Chal not only in Isra Chela, but it'll also be Chal in Isra Basar B'Cholav. Since the Isra Hana isn't an Isra Mosif. All it is, it's an Isra Chamor. So therefore it's Asr B'Hana, but as an Isra Chamor. So the Isra Chamor can't schlep along the Isra Achila. So the Bini Nakov points out, but you see clear from Tosis that he holds there is an Isser Hana. It may not be called an Isser Mosif to schlep along the Achila, but the Isser Hana does exist. So the Bini Nakov kind of leaves that Dogam Ravava to Tzarachi, and he says, "Lachor from Tosis, you see that there is an Isser Hana." So that's the second Shita regarding this issue. And the third Shita is the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that, you know something? There's both. There's an Isser Hana, Isser Achila is everything. Because the Isser Hana of Basar B'Cholav is considered to be an Isser Mosif, and since it's an Isser Mosif, it schleps along in the Isser Achila. So on this treif, there's two Isserim. There's the Isser of treif, and the Isser of Basar B'Cholav. Even when a person eats it, there's an Isser Achila of treif, of Chelav, there's an Isser Achila of Basar B'Cholav. And of course there's an Isser Hana, because it's an Isser Mosif. So regarding the Shaila, it seems that we have three Shitos. Again, you have the Rambam, who holds that if someone cooks, let's say, Chilev or Treif B'Cholav, it's Mutar B'Hana. And the only Isser Achila is the Isser Achila of the Treif. And the Hana is Mutar. You have the Tosfos, who says the Achila is, again, only the Treif is also. There's no extra Basar B'Cholav Isser on the Achila. But an Isser Hana there is. And then you have the Rashba, who holds, not only is there an Isser Hana, of course there's an Isser Hana. There's even a new Isser Achila of Basar B'Cholav, which is going to be Chal on this treif. The guy's going to get two Yisurim for eating this, Chalev and Basar B'Cholav. So those are that's the gamut. Those are the three Shitos, which Rabbi Simon quoted regarding the Nekuda Nifla. Now let's move on to the third section, and that is if a person is a Nene from Basar B'Cholav. So is there Malkus or is there no Malkus? So if a person eats Basar B'Cholav, of course there's Malkus. If a person is Mevashal Basar B'Cholav, of course there's Malkus. Those are separate Islavim in the Torah. The Rambam counts them. What about the Hana? What about the Hana, which is kind of appended on to the Achila? So the Chinuch and the Rambam, now most people learn the Rambam this way. I wrote in parentheses, Yesha Danan Alzeh, because there is a little bit of a Machlokes of Mefarshim, how to explain the Rambam. But the way that Rabbi Simon explained it, and the way the Magen Mishnah understands it, and the Chinuch says, Beferish, there is no Malkus if a guy is Nana from Basar B'Cholav. So that means that if he takes real Basar B'Cholav, no other Isser, real Basar B'Cholav, and he takes it and he feeds it to his dog. So he's net, or he sells it to a guy. So he got Hana from Basar B'Cholav. So the Rambam and the Chinuch say there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus? So the Chinuch gives a reason, because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And the Chinuch defines a lav she'ein bo maisa is that if it's possible in some way, shape, or form to violate this lav without doing a ma'isa, then it's considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa even if you do it with a ma'isa. So since it's possible to be nan and b'li ma'isa, this whole iser is considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, and no matter how the person does it, there will be no malchus. The Magen Mishnah gives a different reason why there's no malchus, and this is the Magen Mishnah in Machalos Asuras Perachas Halacha Tav Zayin, as I put on the sheet there, and the Magen Mishnah says that if someone is nana from an ochel, right, without eating it, so he gets hanah from this food, but not through eating, through a different way. He rubs it on his skin or something like that as an ointment or as a, you know, some type of moisturizer. He's nana from the ochel. So since he was nana from this ochel, not through eating, that's considered shalo kederach. Because the normal way of getting hana through a food is to eat it. This guy's getting hana through rubbing it on his skin. So therefore, that's considered shalok ha-derech. And the halacha by shalok ha-derech is that while it's aser, maybe aser in the midiraisa, there is no malchus. There's no malchus on shalok ha-derech. And just, he compares it to chatz yashir. Compares it to chatz yashir. That the Gemara that says that you don't get malchus for shalok ha-derech, that's the Gemara in Pesachim on Gaf Kuf Hei, Kuf Dalet Kuf Hei. So he compares it to that. He says that getting hana from an ochel, shalo, through achila, that's like chatz yashir, meaning it's also midraisa b'li malchus. So that's the Rambam in the Chinuch. Is there malchus on hana? No. What does the Ramban hold? Yes. There is malchus on hana. It's a separate iser. It's a separate iser to be nana from basar b'cholov, and therefore there is malchus. So that is the third part of the shir. Malchus and Hano, Machlokes, Rambam Chinuch against the Ramban. And now, the last part of the Shir, which Rabbi Simon spoke about, was, is there an Isser to be Mevashal Basar B'cholov if you're cooking it for a reason other than eating it? You want to do an experiment in a lab. You want to make a science experiment. You're cooking it, but it's not intended to be eaten. Is there an Isser to cook it in that case, or is there not? So, he quoted a chiddush of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rabbi Joshua Hoffman Zatzal quoted this, and likewise Rabbi Shachter in his svarim quotes it also, that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was matter this, to do scientific experiments through cooking basar b'cholov. And he based it on a kesef mishnah in Tumas Meis, Perk Aleph, Halach Beis. And there the kesef mishnah says, you know, it says lo savash agadli b'chalev himo. It doesn't say don't eat it. So if you can't cook it, so it's like a kavachomer. If you can't cook it, so kavachomer, you can't eat it. So why isn't that in onshin min hadin? How could they give malchus on achila? So the kesef mishnah says because the achila, the whole point of the bishul is to do achila. So it's kind of like a gilui milsa. The Torah only answered the bishul because that's like the first step before you eat it. Before you eat it, you cook it, you prepare it. So if the Torah asked the preparatory stage of cooking, certainly it's also to eat it. So it's like one thing, it's kind of like a gilui milsa. If the Torah asked the bishul, so certainly the achila is also. It's not like a kal v'chomer per se, it's more like a pashup shat, so to speak. I don't know how, like a gilui milsa. So based on this, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says that the whole point of the achila, of the bishul, is to eat it. So if it's not going to end up being eaten, therefore it's not going to be also to cook. And that's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. You know, like you're taking this time of the craw and extrapolating an actual heter and halacha. But that's what he paskined. The second source we have here is the Har Tzvi, and the Har Tzvi says it's aser. And the Har Tzvi brings a raya from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Yudalet, and it's quoted in the Rambam, and Machalos Asuras Perak Tes, Halach Vav, holds that a someone cooks chelev b'cholav. Chelev is aser b'achila, obviously. It's recordings. If someone cooks chelev b'cholav, so there's malchus on that bishul. There's a chiv malchus on that bishul. Even though, for the achila, there's only going to be malchus for the chelev. Not for the basar b'cholav, because ain't isra chal alisr. So, klapei the chelev, there's no iser achilas basar b'cholav, only iser chelev. There's no iser achilas basar b'cholav, and iser chal iser. But yet there's an iser bishul. So you see that the iser bishul is independent of the iser achila. So therefore, it would be Asr, says the Har Tzvi, to be cook Basar B'chalav, even if it's not for the purpose of eating. A Derech Agav is a Prima Gadim who points out that regarding the Shaila, which we're not going to get into, of Enes V'chal Isser, is the Isser not really Chal, or is it just a Ptur Onshin? The Rambam seems to say that it's Taka not Chal. It's Taka not Chal. Okay, because here he's... Okay, it's not Chal, and that's why there's going to be... there's going to be no Isser Hana, and likewise here, you say that it's not Chal, and therefore the Bishul is independent, and you'd be Chayav on Bishul, even if it's not Shalom, even if it's not Amanas Lachal.